الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، before we continue, we are very happy to for the fact that Allah has guided our brother Charles to Al-Islam. Alhamdulillah. But we want to say something for those brothers who, alhamdulillah, been talking to him and brought him here. Jazakumullah khairan, barakallahu fikum. But you need to follow up with him. Now, you got to teach him. Or if you don't have time, or you cannot, bring him to the masjid so he can learn. Okay? If you cannot and you're busy right now, before our brother Charles leave, take his number.
We'll assign a person for him.
We'll assign a person or a couple people to pick him up from home, to drop him off, and give him a cup of coffee and donuts or whatever he likes. Naam, to show him the generosity of Islam. Because that's what Islam teaches us, to be generous, to be kind. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullahu khairan. Because we don't just give shahada, oh mashallah, alhamdulillah, and we forget about the brother. Now, this is not what Islam tells us. We follow up. Even doctors, they have follow-ups. What about this real one? We have to follow up with the brother. If a sister takes shahadatain, the sisters, you have to follow up with her. Do your best, jazakumullahu khairan. نكمل إن شاء الله. يقول الشيخ عبد الرزاق حفظه الله: فتصور المثل ينفعك الله به. He says, reflect and ponder upon this example that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave us in this hadith. Allah will benefit you with it. ضرب الله مثلا صراطا مستقيما. This is example that Allah set for His servants, a straight path. وَعَلَى جَنْبَتَيِّ الصِّرَاط سُورَانِ أَيْ جِدَارَانِ. And on the side, the two sides of that path, there is two walls. تَمْشِي فِي طَرِيقٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ عَلَى يَمِينِكَ جِدَارٍ وَعَلَى يَسَارِكَ جِدَارٍ. Now you're walking on a path that is straight, but to its right, there is a wall. To its left, there is another wall. وَفِي الْجِدَارَيْنِ أَبْوَابٌ كَثِيرَةٌ تَمُرُّ بِهَا عَنْ يَمِينِكُ وَعَنْ يَسَارِكُ. And as you walk in, you see there is doors on each of the two walls, many of them, to the right and to the left. وَهَذِهِ الْأَبْوَابُ عَلَيْهَا سُتُورٌ مُرْخَاتٌ. He said, and these doors, what's special about them? On each and every one of them, there is a curtain. قال وأنت تعلم أن الباب الذي عليه ستارة ليس كالباب الذي عليه أبواب مغلق ومفاتيح. He said, and you know the difference. On an opening in a wall, they have a door that is shut and it needs keys to open it, and an opening in a wall that has only curtain in there. You know the difference between these two. فالباب الذي عليه الستارة تدخله بلا كلفة لا يعوقك عنه الدخول شيء دخول شيء. He said that door, that gate, that opening that has only a curtain, you can enter it in no effort. You can put no effort. It's only a curtain. You don't need to find, to open it, it's closed. Where is the key? What? No. You just move it and you're in. قال والمسلم المستقيم إذا أرادت نفسه أن تدخل في شهوة يجد أن قلبه ينقبض ويلفظها ولا يجد راحة ولا طمأنينة فهذا واعظ الله في قلب كل مسلم. He says the Muslim who is upright upon the deen of Allah, when his soul wants to enter into any desires, any lusts, he finds his heart. He feels something in his heart. And he rejects that shahwa. Even though his nafs, his soul wants it so bad, but his heart doesn't agree. You remember the istiqamah if the heart is upright? A believer, even his nafs wants it, but he's not easy with it. He doesn't find the ease nor the tranquility of his heart. That's that wa'id, that admonisher in the hearts of every Muslim, that Allah put in the heart of every Muslim. قال والشاهد من هذا الحديث أن على جنبتي طريق الاستقامة أبواب تخرج الإنسان من طريق الاستقامة. He said the point of reference from this hadith is that on the two sides of this path, on the path of istiqama, the path of righteousness, there are gates, doors, that if the person enters them, he exits the path. And he finds himself away of the path of righteousness. وهذه الأبواب ترجع في الجملة إلى أمرين إما شبهات أو شهوات وخروج العبد عن الاستقامة إما بشبهة أو بشهوة. He said, and these gates and these doors in general, they all represent two things: the doubtful matters and the desires, the lusts and desires. And when a servant exits the path of Allah, the correct path that leads to the paradise, whether because of wicked knowledge, a doubtful matter that he thinks is right, or shahwa, a desire that prevents him from staying on the right path. للشيخ الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى كلام النفيس يحضرني الآن والشيء بالشيء يذكر. قال فالعلم النافع المستمد من كتاب الله وصحيح سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على فهم السلف الصالح يضعك على الطريق المستقيم. هذا الذي يضعك على الطريق المستقيم، لا نسب ولا حسب ولا مال ولا جاه، هذا الذي يضعك على الطريق المستقيم. قال حفظه الله والعمل الصالح يبقيك عليها. شيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى and we mentioned this point, mentioned this فائدة. He says only beneficial knowledge that is taken from its proper sources, the book of Allah, the sound sunnah of the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, upon the understanding of the companions, their students at التابعون, and those who follow them, is the only thing that will put you on the path of Allah. And what keep you on the path? Because some people, they be on the path and they leave it. What keep you on the path? Righteous actions. قال ابن القيم رحمه الله وقد نصب الله سبحانه الجسر الذي يمر الناس من فوقه إلى الجنة ونصب بجانبيه كلاليب تخطف الناس بأعمالهم. ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set the bridge that the people will pass through to the Jannah, and he put to the sides of that path, that bridge, hooks snatching the people according to their actions, according to their actions in this life. فهكذا كلاليب الباطل من تشبيهات الضلال وشهوات الغي تمنع صاحبها من الاستقامة على طريق الحق وسلوكه والمعصوم من عصمه الله. ابن القيم رحمه الله عليه says likewise the hooks of falsehood in this life, the hooks of falsehood from the statements of the wicked callers, the deviant callers, who they beautify the misguidance to the people. They present falsehood as it is the haqq and the truth. Likewise, the shahawats, the desires and the lusts, these are the things that prevent the person who fall into them from being upright upon the path of Allah, the path of the truth, and following it. And then he said, وَالْمَعْصُومُ مَنْ عَصَمَهُ اللَّهُ. And the one who is safe from these two is the one who Allah protected him. جَعَلِ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّكُمْ مِنْهُمْ. May Allah make me and you from them. Amen. قال وَالْعَبْدُ. انتهى كلام شيخ الإسلام بن القيم رحمه الله. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق حفظه الله: والعبد في هذا المقام يحتاج إلى نوعين من الهداية ليسلم له سيره. الله أكبر. He says, now for you to continue peacefully on the path of Allah, for you to continue peacefully with firmness upon the path of Allah, you need two types of guidance. وهما الهداية إلى الصراط المستقيم والهداية في الصراط المستقيم. You need guidance that take you and put you on the path, and need guidance along while you're on the path. Allahu Akbar. You need guidance, Ya Abdullah, that put you on the path. That's what we share with you, beneficial knowledge. And you need guidance while you're on the path so you can stay on it. As Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan, he says, what was that? Righteous actions. Al-Amal Al-Salihah. قال ابن القيم رحمه الله: فالهداية إلى الطريق شيء والهداية في نفس الطريق شيء آخر. الله أكبر. ابن القيم رحمه تعالى will explain. He says, to be guided to the path is one thing, and to be guided while on the path is another thing. Is that understood? I hope my accent is not that heavy, right? So it's easy, it's understood. طيب. Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله تعالى, he says, guidance to the path is one thing, and guidance while you're on that path is another thing. And then he gave an example. قال ألا ترى أن الرجل يعرف أن طريق البلد الفلاني هو طريق كذا وكذا ولكن لا يحسن أن يسلكه. فإن سلوكه يحتاج إلى هداية خاصة في نفس السلوك, كالسير في وقت كذا دون وقت كذا, وأخذ الماء في مفازة كذا مقدار كذا, والنزول في موضع كذا دون كذا. فهذه هداية في نفس السير قد يهملها من هو عارف بأن الطريق هي هذه فيهلك وينقطع عن المقصود. الله أكبر. ابن القيم رحمه الله says, he gave an example. So don't you see that a man may know that this path, this road leads to the such and such area. He knows this is the path that leads there. But he's not good enough. He's not prepared when he's embarked on that path. Why? Because knowing the path is one thing, but going through it safe and make it to the other side, that's another thing. He said, what is the mistake to this person? He don't know what is the proper time to get there. What is the right time to be on that path? Yes, it leads there, but what is the right time to get on it? What is the provision that he needs? He's driving a whole highway. He needs to know where he stopped to get gas. If he passed the gas station and keep going, now he's halfway, can't go back, can't go in front, he's stuck. That's what the Shaykh is saying. Likewise, if he don't know what is the rest areas, where he gonna go and get some rest and get the provisions, he just keep going until he's stuck. And he's like, what is the rest area? You don't know what it is. So he said, this is a guidance while on the path. If someone neglects this type of guidance, even though he knows that this is the path and on the path, he will be destroyed. وَعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. because he doesn't have the provisions, and he won't make it. He would not make it. القاعدة العاشرة والأخيرة. The tenth and the last principle. ونعتذر عن الإطالة إن شاء الله تعالى. التشبه بالكفار من أعظم الجنوح عن الاستقامة. The last principle, the Sheikh says, imitating the unbelievers, it is from the greatest means that turn a person away from the path of Allah. قال والتشبه بهم راجع إلى نوعين من الفساد إما فساد العلم أو فساد العمل. Now you find Muslims try to imitate unbelievers who don't have guidance, they don't know the truth. Why? Two means of corruption, two corrupted ways and reasons. Whether a corruption in knowledge, that's why they follow them, or corruption in actions. وتأمل هذا المعنى في قوله تعالى اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. He said, now I want you to reflect and ponder upon this meaning in the statement of Allah in Surah Al-Fatiha. When we say, in every prayer, as you charge, you're going to learn this, inshallah, okay? This Fatiha, so you can say it in your prayer, inshallah. He says, we say, we make this dua, O Allah, guide us to the straight path. The path of those that you have bestowed upon them, your grace and your favors, as in Surah An-Nisa, it is explained who are they. النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. They are the prophets and the truthful and the martyrs and the righteous. Nor the path of those who earn your anger, that you're angry with them, nor those who went astray. Those who earn the anger of Allah, فساد اليهود فسادهم من جهة العمل والضالين النصارى فساد النصارى من جهة العلم فاليهود علموا ولم يعملوا بالعلم والنصارى عملوا بلا علم بلا علم عملوا يعملون كثيرا بغير علم. He says, look now, the corruptions as related to the Jews because of actions, because of their actions. The Christians, because of knowledge, that's their problem. Now the Jews, they know, they have knowledge, they don't act upon it, they put it to the side. The Christians, they do a lot of actions, but with no knowledge, they didn't learn first. You gotta learn, you're just gonna come and try, let's try this, it may work, it may not. No, learn how it works. In Islam, we learn that things work because Allah tells us it will work. قال فالفساد الذي يكون في هذا الباب إما بمشابهة لليهود بأن يكون عند الإنسان علم لا يعمل به. No person may resemble اليهود. How? Having knowledge and don't act upon it. سأل الله أن يتجاوز عنا. Because we hear a lot of reminders, a lot of ayahs, a lot of hadith. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. Those who have knowledge and don't put it to actions, they resemble اليهود. أو بمشابهة للنصارى بأن يعمل بلا علم ولا بصيرة. Or they may resemble النصارى. Why? They just act with no knowledge. Let's do it. Did you learn what Allah says? You have an ayah, hadith. يا أخي, let us work. Let us worship Allah. No knowledge. وقد سمى شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله كتابه اقتداء الصراط المستقيم مخالفة أصحاب الجحيم. شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله, he has a book and he has named it اقتداء الصراط المستقيم. You got to be on the right path and you got to oppose the path of those who will end in the fire, والعياذ بالله. وأشار فيه رحمه الله إلى بعض أمور أهل الكتاب التي ابتليت بها هذه الأمة. And he mentioned some of the affairs of the people of the book that this ummah, members of this ummah are afflicted with that. لماذا ذكر هذا؟ ليجتنب المسلم الانحراف عن الصراط المستقيم إلى صراط المغضوب عليهم أو الضالين. وهي منشن ديس سوداد المسلم. Avoid deviating from the path of Allah that is straight to the path of those who Allah is angry with them, or the path of those who are astray and lost. وأورد قول الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة البقرة ود كثير من أهل الكتاب لو يردونكم من بعد إيمانكم كفارا حسدا من عند أنفسهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الحق. Many of the people of the book wish that if they could turn you away as disbelievers after you have believed, out of envy from their own selves, even after the truth that Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah has become manifest to them. They know he is the messenger of Allah, still rejected. قال فذم اليهود على ما حسدوا المؤمنين على الهدى والعلم. Allah blamed and despised the Yahud because they envy the believers of the guidance that Allah sent to them and knowledge. وقد يبتلى بعض المنتسبين إلى العلم وغيرهم بنوع من الحسد لمن هداه الله بعلم نافع أو عمل صالح. And some of the believers, we said what, and some of the people who they are part of the those who have knowledge and seek knowledge, they may be afflicted with this disease, having hasad, envy, for those that Allah has guided them to beneficial knowledge or righteous actions. They envy them, they have hasad. وَهُوَ خُلُقٌ مَذْمُومٌ مُطْلَقًا. This is a despicable characteristic. وَفِي هَذَا الْمَوْضِعِ مِنْ أَخْلَاقِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. And in this context, it is considered from the characteristics of those that Allah is angry with them. قال وأخذ يذكر رحمه الله أمثلة عديدة من الأمور التي هي من أعمال اليهود أو أعمال النصارى وقد يتشبه بهم فيها بعض المسلمين. And then in that book Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله began to mention and enumerate many examples about the matters and the affairs that they are from the actions of al-Yahud or the actions of the Nasara, and that some of the Muslims imitate them in that, follow their example. وَقَدْ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَتَتْبَعُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ شِبْرًا شِبْرًا وَذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعًا حَتَّى لَوْ دَخَلُوا جُحْرَ دَبٍّ تَبِعْتُمُوهُمْ. In the hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, on the authority of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, surely you will follow the ways of those who came before you, hand span, and arm to an arm. Even if they enter the hole, the lizard hole, you will follow them. You will follow them on that. وفي الخاتمة يقول الشيخ حفظه الله الخاتمة قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق حفظه الله أختم بكلمة جميلة متينة لشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله. Said I will conclude this topic with a beautiful yet very powerful and beneficial statement of شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله. يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله. Now this is the statement of ابن تيمية, but is narrated by his student, another شيخ الإسلام ابن القيم رحمه الله. So Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says, سمعت شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله يقول. Says, I heard, because he's one of his students, one of his main students. He says, I heard شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله saying, أعظم الكرامة لزوم الاستقامة. أعظم الكرامة. The noble ranks that the person can get is to be upright. To be upright. Not your lineage that they're going to put you up there. Not arrogance. Somebody learn a little bit and he's arrogant and nobody can talk to him, nobody can approach him, and he thinks he's better, he's richer. No, it's not like that. Modesty operates. فقال أحد الشعراء قال ماذا قال أي نعم قال تواضع أي نعم تواضع تكن كالبدر لاح لناظري على صفحات الماء وهو رفيع ولا تكن كالدخان يسمو بنفسه في طبقات الجو وهو وضيع. ليس كذلك محمد البعداني؟ أخطأت في شيء شيخ المصنع. تواضع تكن كالبدر. البدر is the القمر. ها؟ تواضع تكن كالبدر لاح لناظري على صفحات الماء وهو رفيع. رفيع القدر. رفيع لا. رغم أن الناس ينظرون يرونه على الماء. ولا تكن كالدخان يسمو بنفسه إلى طبقات الجو وهو وضيع. لا قدر له. This poet says this beautiful and wise statement. He says, humble yourself. Be modest. If you do that, you will resemble the full moon. See, when a full moon has many characteristics, it's bright and it's full, and everybody can see it. He says, humble yourself, you will resemble a full moon. When the people, they see its reflection on the world, down on the earth, but it is way up there, it's high and up. And do not be like smoke, dukhan. It raises itself. Nobody raises it. It raises itself high, while it has no value. No value. People, they raise themselves, but they ain't done nothing. People, Allah raised them, but they humble themselves. You don't even know who they are. Naam. وقال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله في كتاب الفرقان بين أولياء الرحمن وأولياء الشيطان وإنما غاية الكرامة لزوم الاستقامة. Likewise, similar statement was mentioned by شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى in other book, الفرق بين أولياء الرحمن وأولياء الشيطان. The difference between the أولياء of الرحمن, those who Allah protect them, those who Allah love them, from those who shaitan loved them, from the party of the shaitan. ولهذا يقول ابن القيم رحمه الله نقلا عن بعض أهل العلم قال كن صاحب الاستقامة لا طالب الكرامة. الله أكبر. كن صاحب الاستقامة لا طالب الكرامة فإن نفسك متحركة في طلب الكرامة وربك يطالبك بالاستقامة. الله أكبر. ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى, he mentioned this, narrating it on behalf of some of the people of knowledge, who said, be the one who always wants to be upright, not the one who wants to be in a high rank amongst the people. That's not your purpose. You want to get a higher rank and position among the people. People say, oh, he's noble, he's this, he's good. Because he says, your nafs, that's what your nafs want. Your soul and your nafs wants to get higher amongst the people, while your Lord asks you to be upright. Allahu Akbar. قال بمعنى أن العبد ينبغي عليه أن يكون دوما وأبدا مجاهدا لنفسه في أن تلزم صراط الله المستقيم وأن تحافظ على طاعته تبارك وتعالى وأن يجاهد نفسه على ذلك لينال أعظم الفوز وأكبر الغنيمة. This is the meaning of this, that a servant, that's what incumbent upon a servant of Allah, that constantly, all time, you're working hard, striving and struggling against your own desires, your own nafs, so that you keep your nafs upon the path of Allah. Whenever your nafs tell you, no, just relax, it ain't gonna happen. If you miss the salah today or tomorrow, it's not a big deal. Say, no, it is a big deal to me. Now, I gotta go pray. I gotta be right. I gotta be nice. I gotta say that which is pleasing to my Lord. and that you should preserve obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you strive, because it's not easy to be upon those who are upright. You think it's easy? No, because they were doing something that those who are not, they're not doing. They're working hard. They going extra. They doing more work. Again, they checking their nafs. They fighting their desires. They're not giving up. They're not throwing the towel. No, they're not giving up. They're like, no, I still can do it. I can do it. And I'm not going to get there. I cannot go back to the haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved me from it. Alhamdulillah, astaghfirullah. They follow the means. They make dua. They make U-turn. Ayna'am. They fight their nafs and their desires. And if they do that, that's how they achieve the great success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. نعم, سورة فصلت. Indeed, those who say our Lord is Allah, and then they are upright upon that. The angels descend upon them, the ulama. They says groups after groups at the time of death in tafsir. They said to them, they gave them the good news. Fear not nor grieve. And they gave them the good tidings of the Jannah that they were promised. And they said to them, the angels said to them, we are your awliya, your protectors, your helpers in the life of this world, and likewise we will be in the akhirah. And you have in the Jannah all that which your inner selves desire. And you have all that which you hope and dream of. A great place, entertainment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Ghafur al-Rahim. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahqaf, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ الْخَالِدِينَ فِيهَا جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Verily those who say our Lord is Allah and they are upright. They don't say our Lord Allah and they follow whatever they want to follow. They have their own program. Oh, our Lord is Allah. They are in the streets. They follow on their desires. No, they said our Lord is Allah and they abide by the commands of Allah. Such people, Allah says, no fear on them, nor they shall grieve. Such are the people of Jannah, paradise. They will dwell in it forever, a reward for that which they used to do. ثم قال الشيخ حفظه الله وجزاه الله خيرا أسأل الله الكريم رب العرش العظيم بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العليا أن يكتب لنا جميعا الثبات والهداية إلى صراطه المستقيم وأن يعيذنا من سبيل المغضوب عليهم وسبيل الضالين وأن يصلح لنا شأننا كله وأن يصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأن يصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأن يصلح آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا وأن يجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبده ورسوله ونبيه محمدا وآله وصحبه أجمعين ونحمد الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يسر لي ولكم ختم هذه الرسالة القيمة الطيبة وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يجزي صاحبها وكاتبها وجامع فوائدها وشواردها فضيلة الشيخ الدكتور عبد الرزاق ابن عبد المحسن البدر. كذلك نشكركم على حسن تتبعكم لهذه الدروس وجزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم. الشيخ conclude this beautiful presentation as related to this very great topic, istiqamah, by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of us hidayah, guidance to be upright upon the deen of Allah. And he make dua that Allah save us and protect us from any things that will move us and remove us away from the path of Allah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to conclude this little book, yet little in volume, but is huge in the benefit that it contains. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to benefit from it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it as a own and a help for us upon obedience to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah reward our beloved Shaykh, Shaykh Abdul Razzaq, Dr. Abdul Razzaq Ibn Abdul Muhsin al-Badr, the great reward for this. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you all for your attendance, for your patience. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslim al-kathira.
Next question.
Bismillah wa sallam wa sallam wa rasulullah. We thank Allah first and brother of Muhammad al-Maghribi for taking this valuable time from his family, from his community, from his duties at his masjid in Atlanta, Georgia. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward him for this time, because everybody benefits, practice what we benefit. Inshallah, Muhammad will get reward for this because of his efforts. Jazakallah khair. So we thank him and we love him. Inshallah, we would like him to be here more often, inshallah. And inshallah, we try to seduce him maybe to come to be a permanent imam here for us, inshallah. We try to wrestle with him, inshallah. So inshallah, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he makes the decision and he comes here, inshallah, for us. Jazakallah khair. I don't know. Did I show us a little bit?
Okay. What is Salim?
Just two questions, inshallah.
Jazakallah khair, barakallahu fiik. This is a very important question. He says, please advise the non-Arabs on the importance of learning the Arabic. Jazakallah khair. This is a very important question that must come from a person who has concern for himself and his brothers. تعلم اللغة العربية من الدين. Learning the Arabic language is from the religion. Now you gotta learn the deen, the Arabic. And now, if this brother, he's talking about the non-Arabs in this community, yes, subhanAllah, you got all these Arab brothers around you, man. If every one of them you can arrange to get 5 minutes after the Salat from them, and there's so many who knows Arabic, that's all you need. But you have to have the finesse. You have to be smooth. You gotta be kind. You gotta know how to get that time from the busy people. People are busy, man. They're running, ripping into the dunya. You got to find a way to get their attention. I can help you. You can come to him with a nice, beautiful smile on your face. Tell him, Ya Akhi, MashaAllah, I've been seeing you, subhanAllah, in this. And whenever you and the other brother talking, you're talking Arabic, it goes straight to my heart, but I can still understand. I want to be able to understand. Would you help me? Man, that brother is going to say, sit down, yes. But if you come to someone and say, hey, why don't you teach me Arabic, Akhi? He's going to say, for the time you come and approach me. Now you're going to do it the right way. Jazakumullah khair. And the brothers who don't know Arabic, let me tell you something, Akhi. There's a lot of Arabs who don't know Arabic too. That's true. You think all Arabs speak Arabic? No. These Arabs don't know Arabic. They speak dialect. They don't know grammar. They don't know nothing. They don't know things. They speak the dialects, the Arabic of their countries. I give you an example. Is there any Moroccan in here? Here's the Moroccan brothers. You want us to make a tajriba? Come here, this brother, come here. No, we're going to speak Arabic. Abu Saleh, he's from Jordan. Me and him, we're going to speak. And see if you understand something. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, there are hands.
Then he said, I don't think you know Algerian. They spoke to me, I said, except Algerian.
Alright, that's it. Because what me and the brother, we just spoke, it's Arabic, but it's not Arabic. It's Arabic, but it's not Arabic.
Mixed.
لكن إذا قلنا حياك الله، كيف حالك أخي الحبيب؟ هل أنت بخير الآن؟ حياك الله، أهلا وسهلا، طاب ممشاك. فهمت يا سيدي؟ Now he understood because this is Fusha, this is pure Arabic. Likewise, أخي, you think all Americans speak English? What happened to Ebonic, man? A lot of them, they speak the broken English. But when you start talking to them in some real English, that, huh? Say that again, brother. They don't know. The same thing in the Arabs. Arabs didn't learn the grammar and didn't practice. When you start talking to them in the Fusha, they're like, wait a minute, I'm going to put some more quarters in the car. Find excuses. Jazakallah khairan for that. Advise us that we have non-Muslims parents if we are allowed to attend their funerals. Let me say something before this one. If you have parents who are non-Muslims, you got to be kind and nice to them. As long as you do not disobey Allah, you still have to treat them kindly. You still have to help them to the best of your ability. If they're struggling with rent, they're the one that you help. You take them to buy them groceries. You buy them clothing in the winter, some jackets, some thermals, some long johns. You take them for a walk. You take them for lunch sometimes. You send them text, beautiful text messages every morning and evening. You stop and see them if they are close to you. Yes, that's what you do. And you call them to Islam, not only through statement, but through actions. Actions speak louder than words. As for attending funerals, if they die, no, you don't attend funerals. Because we do not attend things that involves disobedience to Allah. However, I was in a Hajj one year, and I was in Medina, alhamdulillah, we take advantage of those trips, and we sit in the classes of our beloved Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad, Hafidhahullah. And a question came, I don't know if it's from America or from England, it got to be. Because the questioner says in Arabic that, Ya Shaykh, we have parents who are non-Muslims. And when one of them die, can we go to the grave? Because if we don't go, Ya Shaykh, they're going to say, look, what kind of religion is this? Your mother died, you can even go on a funeral on this? The Shaykh gave a very wise answer. He says, yes, you go to the grave, but don't follow the funeral procession. You know what it is? Go there with the intention to visit the graves. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he says, visit the graves. And you're there, they see you there, you're there for one intention. And this way, alhamdulillah, says, oh, he was there, Abdul was there, alhamdulillah. And this, you keep those bridges, inshallah ta'ala. Yes, akhi, you raise your hand, I'm sorry. Yes.
Getting back to the bridge. Sirat Bridge, when we was talking about how it's going to be, the hair is going to be sharp as a blade. But my understanding in the foundation was, when you blink of an eye, it's going to be people that's going to be across the bridge. Some is going to be grabbed by the hooks, some is going to be falling in the hellfire. But the ones that's going to go straight to Jennifer Dose are the martyrs. Is that a sound foundation? Is that a sound hadith?
Those who are going to go straight, they are the martyrs?
The martyrs.
Those who go like the blinking of
the blink of the eye.
Are the martyrs?
I'm asking.
Allahu Akbar. Me, I don't remember of any narration that says that those who go like that, they are the martyrs.
What is this?
Allahu Akbar. Well, we can't check it for you. If I couldn't do it before I leave my number, inshallah, okay? Barakallahu feekum. This is the last question, inshallah, because it's getting late. He says, as a Muslim, are you allowed to take off your loved one from life support? This question, now we got to understand what does it mean, life support, but I'll tell you what I know. This question, you can find it also on that website we give you, aliftah.net. Okay? And it's there, alhamdulillah, you can get details. But from what I remember, is that the ulama, they says, look, if the doctors, they say that this person still alive, still alive, but they say they may not live for long. You do not take them out of that. You leave it. Sheikh bin Baz, he says, because the A'mar bi'adillah. Yes, the doctors, from what they see, they're like, this person may live for a day or two, a week or two, so just take them off. Don't take them off. But if they say, look, they're dead, but we may do something. No, tell them, no, you can't do anything. But we have a doctor with us. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sheikh.
The brain.
The brain dead, right? طيب. There is details in that. Al-Ifta, that need, there is details. And I apologize if I didn't put it in the right way. That's why I refer you to the website, when you can find the fatwa in details, inshallah ta'ala. Now, Al-Ifta, A-L-I-F-T-A .net. You will find the law, subhanAllah. It's in Arabic. And it's in English.
Different languages.
And it's French and maybe Urdu or something else. Jazakumullah khair, Khwan, barakallahu feekum. It was a pleasure being with you. Hope to see you soon, inshallah ta'ala, unless if I miss my flight tomorrow.